Today, Be'ezer Hashem begin the third parak and learn Daf Yud Gimel of Masechtas Makis. Some of the topics we're learning about include the Eluhin Haloikin, the transgressions that are punishable with Malkus. And as Rashi explains, Elu Lav Dafka, the Tana B'Shayr Loikin Tuva, Beruban Yeshdav Achadash. Although there are many other Lavin that are punishable with Malkus, the Mishnah lists only those transgressions that have a novel halacha regarding Malkus. Chibakrisis, transgressions that are punishable with Karis, yet one receives Malkus as well. Chibalavin, transgressions that are punishable only with Malkus but not Misa. The three opinions on whether Malkus is given to one who is Chayiv Misa. Shmuel holds regarding both Chibakrisis and Chayiv Misa Bezdin, Yeshna Bechal Malkus Arboim. Rabbi Kiva holds only Chibakrisis, Yeshna Bechal Malkus Arboim. But Chayiv Misa Bezdin, Eina Bechal Malkus Arboim. Rabbi Yitzchak holds regarding both Chibakrisis and Chayiv Misa Bezdin, Eina Bechal Malkus Arboim. The two approaches to the Machligas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. They disagree in the halacha of Kedei Rishasai. For one Avera, one gets only one punishment, but not two punishments, whether this refers only to Malkus U'mamen and Misa U'mamen, or even to Malkus U'misa. They disagree in Lav Shanitin La'asoros Misa's Bezdin, like in Lav, whether a Lav which was given to warn against incurring Misa was intended for both Misa and Malkus, or only for Misa but not for Malkus.